The U.S. Supreme Court today declined to rule on the issue of whether plaintiffs in the Exxon Valdez oil spill case should receive interest on top of their already reduced punitive damages from the 1989 spill that fouled thousands of miles of Alaska's coastline from Prince William Sound to Kodiak and beyond. KMXT's Casey Kelly has more.
The court decided without prejudice to send the issue back to the Ninth Circuit Court to decide. Andrew Ott is a plaintiff's attorney with Jamin Schmidt St. John in Kodiak. He says the decision by the high court was not unexpected.
The interest issue is, at this stage, a matter of first impression for the Supreme Court, and they're not going to decide something on first impression unless, as the rules say, that they were to ones to put a monetary amount out there for recovery as a first instance. So if the court had trickled all the way through from the district court to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals to the Supreme Court without any money damages, and they then instituted money damages, they then can decide the interest issue on first impression.
The Supreme Court ruled in June that punitive damages should be no greater than compensatory damages, which plaintiffs have already received. That works out to be about $507.5 million, one-tenth of the original jury award in 1994. Plaintiffs had been seeking an interest rate of 5.9% from September 24, 1996, which would have added an additional $488 million onto the award. Ott says he expects the Ninth Circuit Court to add the interest. Unfortunately, that opens up the possibility of more appeals by Exxon.
The Supreme Court could review what the Ninth Circuit does. So that means Exxon or us could petition the Supreme Court to review it. Whether or not Exxon's going to do that, who knows?
Ott says it's frustrating considering that the case has lingered in the courts for nearly two decades already.
You know, we would all like to see this thing come to an end. But I think, again, because of the rules written in with the Supreme Court couldn't deal with the issue at first hand, so it did have to bounce back to the Ninth Circuit.
For Stosh Anderson, a fisherman and plaintiff in the case, the Supreme Court's action means more uncertainty.
Well, it appears that the Supreme Court just ducked the question, and it's going to end up back in their case. So, I'm certainly no attorney or have legal experience, but this looks like just in the benefit of industry to drag this on so they don't have to pay.
Anderson says the spill continues to impact thousands of lives in coastal Alaska, and it's hard to see a resolution coming to the case anytime soon.
Many of the plaintiffs are passing away, and people's business plans are either rightfully or wrongfully, if people have depended or at least anticipated distribution from this lawsuit, and that's not going to happen, and some people have trouble just moving on. Well, ultimately, there'll be a resolution to this case. I don't know if I'll be alive to see it.
The Ninth Circuit Court, based in San Francisco, decided in 2006 that Exxon should have to pay $2.5 billion in punitive damages. Ott says the court's decision in the interest case could be issued in as soon as 30 days. In Kodiak, I'm Casey Kelly.